Trisha and her ex broke up 5 years ago because she wanted a ring. He wasn't ready at the time. Now that he's engaged to be married to someone else, she was wondering yesterday if it's a good idea to reach back out. We all said, no. Don't do that.
That was after you kind of initially was like, I don't know if there's a problem with reaching out to say congratulations.
Last night, we got an update.
All right, here it is. Well, I took your advice and reached out to him.
Was not our advice.
I know, but it was kind of initially, and then I feel like it was the first, and she didn't stay for the whole thing. Anyway, she said, like you said, only to wish him congratulations, and that I hope he's doing well.
Okay.
She's like quoting you.
She is.
I didn't really expect him to respond, if I'm being honest, but about an hour later, he messaged me back saying, thank you. That's all he wrote. Thank you. I thought after all the years we spent together, he would have at least given me more than that. I wanted more.
Oh.
So I messaged him back and asked if he ever thought about us. Hmm. He wrote me back and just said, no.
Oh.
Oh.
What is happening now?
Obviously, he's interested in exploring something with me. Otherwise, he wouldn't be messaging me back. So why is he being so short with his responses?
Wait. Hang on. That's what she got from that?
I feel as though she's misinterpreting just a little.
Gosh. Okay.
I couldn't take it and can read between the lines here. So I just went for it. You will never know unless you ask, right? Shoot your shot, right? You only live once, right?
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to go back and forth messaging each other with one or two word responses, so I called him.
Oh, there it is.
He answered and said, hi, it's me.
No, she said that.
Oh, okay. And he seemed shocked, like he didn't know who was calling. Duh. He asked why I was calling, and I just decided to put it out there. And I said, I've been thinking a lot about us lately and how great we were together. And I saw that you were engaged and you know, hoped you were happy because, you know, if she wasn't giving you everything you deserve, then, you know, you and I should get back together.
Oh.
He didn't say anything for a long time.
Oh.
In fact, I said, hello, because there was like nothing for so long. He finally said he's happy and never call him again.
Oh.
And then he hung up.
Okay, so there's the answer.
I think she was with him and he couldn't say anything what he really wanted to say.
What?
So I messaged him back.
What?
And just said it was nice to hear his voice again and I'd like to catch up with him again sometime soon.
Okay.
He hasn't messaged me back yet. But he wouldn't have responded to me or answered the phone if he wasn't thinking about me and interested.
Okay, Trisha.
I know. I probably threw him for a bit of a loop, but I'm glad I at least told him how I feel and put it out there. I imagine he's thinking a lot about us and the fun we had.
Oh,
and
God.
Who knows? Maybe there's a future for us.
No.
I was already thinking about reaching out to him before I messaged you all, but after hearing your responses, that solidified it for me. Was she listening to another show?
I don't know.
Because
this is not what we said,
Trisha.
I feel
as though we were clear with where we landed. I'll let you know if this was a happily ever after for me. Thanks, Trisha.
Trisha! What did you do?
Oh, my God.
He said never call me again.
I think that's pretty clear. That is not a whole code because my girlfriend, my fiance is right next to me and can't talk. Let's talk later. That's not code for that.
She's
that's
like, I can read between the lines of him just saying
no.
I don't ever think of you. I can read between the lines. He really does want me. This girl was going to do whatever she wanted to do regardless of what we said.
But listen, in the offbeat chance that she is listening right now, Trisha.
Listen to me loud and clear. He is no longer interested. You need to move on. We don't call him. We don't message him. We don't do any of that. We move on. Okay?
Have we made that clear? Trisha, no. This is a closed door. We are moving on. Closed door. No open. locked. Thrown away the key. Jared, he changed the locks, actually.
Jared texted us and said, we're going to see an episode on Forensic Files of them. Listen, now, let's not go that far. But Trisha isn't picking up the clues that her ex was putting down.
Yeah, he is actually being real.
Sorry, I said clues. He made himself very clear.
They're neon signs, actually, is what they are. Neon signs that, no, we are done. Bye.
All right. So I think we can kind of move on. Trisha, I hope you're listening to us now. I hope you heard Kelly. And I hope this is a thing where you just kind of let it. He's not going to reach back out to you. All right.
No, he's not. And maybe your tactic now, if you still can't quite fully grasp that, you just play hard to get. Forever.
You play hard to get. Coyly go, I'm just waiting
guys like
over
the chase.
Here.
He likes, yeah. yes, he likes the chase. Right. Just that's play right. hard to get forever and forever.
Yeah. And so, you know, just, you know, be there for him when his marriage fails. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. It's just closed door. Change the
actually,
locks. Actually,
I need to be careful of what I say because.
You do.
Everything is literal. So
yes, Trisha, right. We thank you for involving us. Thank you for trusting us. But let's listen to us. Listen to it. Listen to us. Don't do that. Okay.
All right. I think we can move on, right?
Bless your heart, though.
Yes, that is a bless your heart
he
sort
said
of
no,
situation.
But I can read between the lines.